Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I want to play you something one of our producers, Simon, made in honor of the hour he produced dedicated to the public domain. In mind, because in this hour we learned about the public domain and the works that have entered it, including around 400,000 sound recordings. In the previous segment, WNYC's John Schaefer highlighted a few of his favorites. Those recordings are all available for anyone to freely share, copy, adapt, and build on them, but where to start? One option is Citizen DJ, an initiative from the Library of Congress developed by artist and computer scientist Brian Fu. Citizen DJ allows anyone to make loops combining drum beats and freely available audio, from music to spoken word to movie, which is in the Library of Congress. In fact, that intro music you heard at the top was made by Simon with Citizen DJ and using an original recording called The Old Oaken Bucket that sounds like this.
The Old Oaken Bucket by the Hayden Quartet.
Oh dear to my heart, all the things of my childhood, when fond recollection presents them to view.
Joining me now to talk about Citizen DJ and the public domain is Brian Fu. Brian, welcome to All of It.
Hey, Allison. Excited to be here.
So when you need to tell a stranger about Citizen DJ, how do you describe it?
Citizen DJ is an online tool that allows you to explore any free-to-use audio and video that the Library of Congress has available, and then you can remix it directly in your browser.
So around 400,000 sound recordings just entered the public domain from before 1923. How does this affect Citizen DJ?
It's super exciting because before 2022, we had a really difficult time trying to find, audio recordings for Citizen DJ. A lot of times we had to, look at, spoken word collections, oral histories, things like that. But this really adds a whole bunch of music recordings, which is, was extremely difficult from a copyright perspective to add to Citizen DJ. So it's really exciting to be able to, remix what will be tens of thousands of audio recordings that are, a lot of it is music.
So the website has a section that looks like a giant sort of rainbow collage of pixels where you can scroll over any pixel and hear a corresponding sound excerpt. And you write that it was built, quote, on the feeling and function of crate digging. How so?
Yeah, I mean, this whole project was really inspired by, an 80s and 90s era DJ where, the DJ, does this thing called digging. They would kind of go in the basements of record stores and thrift shops. And they're really kind of this excavator of sounds and this collector of sounds. And they would build this, large personal library that at any given moment, in a performance, they can recall certain obscure sounds from one particular era or another sound from a different genre and, mix them together to create completely new sounds. So I really want to think about that metaphor, when thinking about, working with an institution like the Library of Congress. To really think about what is in our collective crate of sounds that really anybody can use for creative reuse, and that's why we use the term citizen DJ, kind of like a citizen scientist or citizen journalist. It's a kind of a democratization of of music making.
You mentioned the Library of Congress. There's a photo of you breakdancing inside the Library of Congress. I have to guess that you're a hip hop fan. How do you see Citizen DJ fitting in with the history and the traditions of hip hop?
I mean, Citizen DJ is a direct it's kind of a direct production from this the root of hip hop and hip hop culture. I've been breakdancing since I was, a small child. And I was very interested in, kind of the art form of hip hop, which is very much kind of a sample based culture. It's really about, taking something old, flipping it and making something new. Even as a breakdancer, we're referencing things like Kung Fu or Capoeira or Russian dance or modern dance or jazz, and really making it into something new. It's very much a core of what Citizen DJ is. It is about hip hop and really the history of hip hop and the culture of hip hop, particularly around the idea of sampling, has been, a pretty integral part of the history and evolution of hip hop itself.
My guest is Brian Fu. He's an artist and computer scientist and the developer of Citizen DJ. So you were kind enough to mix a couple of short tracks for us. The first one we're going to listen to is called Railroad Blues. Before we listen to it, the remix, let's listen to the original track. Let's play the track. Brian, what was the reason you picked this track?
Initially, it just had a very interesting, sound as well as an interesting title, Railroad Blues. I think one thing I really like about Citizen DJ, it kind of allows this kind of serendipitous way of going through the collection. And then, after I found the sample, I kind of looked into it a little more. It was composed by Lucky Roberts, an African-American composer and pianist from, the late 19th century to early 20th century. I was also kind of drawn to the title of Railroad Blues. As a Chinese-American, I had ancestors who actually worked on the Intercontinental mm-hmm. Railroad. So it kind of had that kind of personal connection. But the sonic quality was very interesting. And I thought it might be cool to make it into something a little more contemporary.
Well, let's listen to your remix of Railroad Blues. I like that little detour you took there in the middle of the beat. Impressive. Now, if somebody's hearing that and thinking, oh, I want to try that. I want to make a mix out of Railroad Blues. How would they do that?
Just go onto the Citizen DJ website and you can browse the many different collections that we have available. And there's many ways into kind of the different tools. But one way you mentioned kind of there's this really big interface that allows you to really just browse the collection sonically. So you can just really just listen to kind of how massive and the different diversity of sounds there are in any particular collection. And then once you find a particular sample, you can go into this other tool, which is basically this music sequencer, and allows you to really quickly edit and add beats to a particular sample pattern.
Now, not all 400,000 newly available recordings are in the Citizen DJ library, let alone every recording in the public domain. You write in a retrospective post about Citizen DJ, the threshold for inclusion has to be very high. How do you make those decisions?
The first kind of most difficult kind of roadblock, and you kind of heard that from Professor Jenkins, but, the threshold for copyright and rights and things like that is the biggest thing, especially with an institution like Library of Congress. They need to be very careful about what they consider, what they call in the public domain and not. But I'm also very interested in looking for material that's culturally or historically significant, mm-hmm. As well as sounds that are kind of like sonically compelling that might be interesting to kind of make into new music. And that isn't just, you know, old music, but also things that, like spoken word or radio or TV and things like that.
You launched the beta version of Citizen DJ in the spring of 2020, and it's been live since summer 2020. What's been the most striking part of the feedback you've gotten?
I think the biggest thing is really the new works that were created. I mean, it's always just like amazing to hear new works being made. And, you know, we've had people contact from different, you know, record labels to like independent artists to, you know, classrooms of students. And I think that's really the biggest thing. And like hearing in particular, you know, an institution like the Library of Congress, you know, which is, you know, like a federal institution, hearing people say like, this is the first time that I felt the government made something for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, using kind of this language of music and hip hop, you know, because, you know, hip hop is such a universal and popular medium, it kind of opens up our collections to new and diverse audiences.
We're going to go out on another mix you made for us of a classic that people know, Moonlight Sonata. What inspired you to pick that recording to remix?
I mean, I always love that composition, but this particular recording had this really kind of like, you know, warm and, you know, fuzzy feeling because it's an acoustical recording. Mm. And I thought it translated well into making kind of like a grungy hip hop record. You know, kind of, I'm referencing like DJ Shadow or something like that.
Yeah.
And it creates a very different feeling.
Brian Fu is a former innovator in residence at the Library of Congress and developer of Citizen DJ. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as we go out, we'll hear what Brian did with Moonlight Sonata. That is all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you, and I'll meet you back here next time.